if I'm going to charge you money, I have one lesson or one rule of thumb. You better make more money than I'm charging you, or I'm not going to charge you.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
How would you determine if a pitch deck has enough information?
Here's what I like in a pitch deck. I love the pragmatic questions. It's good. So remember the idea of sales. And it's very, very important that you do, because everything in life, we want to share a vision. We want to connect to people. So number one, a pitch deck is meant to do only one thing, stimulate interest. Right? A pitch deck is a document. It's meant to stimulate interest. Once I stimulate interest, I can transition interest through other collateral material, documentation, or words, explanation, proof, whatever you want to call it. So an idea of a pitch deck is to stimulate interest. So how do we stimulate interest? People buy on emotion for logical reasons. So what are some of the emotional things that we want? One, credibility. I always start off with credibility. You know, I went to Berkeley. I did this 10%, you know, whatever the things that I did. This is my team. I get disappointed when I see a pitch deck and the team is last. Ask any great investor, what are they investing in? The people, yeah. Why? Because businesses evolve and expand just like human beings evolve and expand. And I'd rather have a killer quarterback that's going to make the plays than, you know, the best ball. Right? I don't care. You know, Tom Brady can deflate a ball and still win a Super Bowl. Whatever he does. So, number one, credibility. And then two, to me, is the emotional need. So, like, I like a slide that tells a story. You know, I was doing, you know, this is a need, and it's a nice little story. You know, I was swimming, and, you know, I got ear infections, and I, you know, put Play-Doh in my ear, and I came up with this mold, and somehow kept all the water out, and I've been swimming for 20 years, and it works. Right? Well, you could do one. But, like, connect emotionally to something. Then the next slide is the reasons. Then the next slide is the impact. And then the last slide is capabilities. Then you get to the summary, which, you know, goes through and, in my opinion, summarizes from what you told me, here's the reasons you'd like to do this, the impact it's going to have, and the capabilities that we have, want, or need. Can you see any reason you won't want to move forward? Everybody knows there's only one proof of why people invest. Do they think they're going to make more money than they're investing? You know, when I do business coaching, right, why do I have one of the top practices in the world? Because I mitigate all risk. I'll tell anybody here, you want a business coach? Fine. Let me first, I'll do it for free because I want to learn what you need. I may not be the right person for you, right? You're a vegetarian and I'm all beef, you know, not for you. You know, that's cool, but I know a vegetarian coach, you know, I'm cool. But so I do ask, you know, all you gotta do is give a dollar or more to charity, to, you know, my charity. So I want to have some value for taking my time to do an assessment and figure out what you need, how you need it, et cetera. And then if I do determine if I can help you one-on-one, I guarantee it every month, guaranteed. No agreements of mine are more than a month long. They're month to month, because I simply say, if you didn't make more money, because if you're going to pay me, I don't care how good it makes you feel. If I'm going to charge you money, I have one lesson or one rule of thumb. You better make more money than I'm charging you, or I'm not going to charge you. This is not fair. So, can you see any reason you won't want me to coach you? Of course not. Do that with your business. Because in the end, if you can't stand up to that, then what? Like, you can tell me all the stories in the world, but if you're not going to guarantee me that it's worth what I'm paying in a monetary sense, not the whole woo-woo subjective, I'm going to make you feel good. No, I'm talking about in your pocket money. I'm a business coach. Do I do life coaching and make you feel good? Yes. Have I give an unwarranted subjective value that I've changed lives? But you know what? Watch my fucking videos if you want to feel good. No, I'm serious. Watch my videos. They'll make you feel good. They're free. I don't ask for anything. I'll send you a free book and pay for shipping, so you'll cost me money to make you feel good. I'm okay with that. But let me make you feel good. But if you want a true business coach to make you money, right? I understand why you want a life coach. You know, oh, I'm getting divorced, or, you know, I cheat on my wife and I want to forgive myself. And go watch my videos. There's plenty of good advice on gratitude, accountability, forgiveness, inspiration. I love doing them, by the way. I've nothing against my videos, but don't waste your money on me. Right? I'm a business coach. You want to make money? Engage with me. I'll give you the right people, the right ideas, the right structure. There'll be a quantitative value at the end of the day. You know, just like my broker, if I had a stockbroker, I'd want him to be able to guarantee me, look, I'm going to give you this money. It better be more money. That's why the investments I make a lot of times financially are just annuities, because they give me a guaranteed 2% on a down market, upwards, you know, if the market's good. But I know no-brainer-wise am I going to lose my money. It's worth it to me. So I can focus on making more money. A lot of times it's not the decisions that we're making, it's the assumptions that we made. I believe that everybody makes good decisions. I really do. I just think they have bad assumptions. We're logical beings. It's like, well, according to the facts that I have, right? How did I lose all my money? One assumption. The doctor makes a bad assumption that this blood test is right, or, you know, I'm supposed to take off your left side, not your right side, or, and this happens. There's huge lawsuits. Go do research about it. You know, study history. You'll see human nature. We have to look at the assumptions that we make. When we make the right assumptions, it's easy to make the right decisions. How do we make the right assumptions? Either one, ask for help, or two, raise our own awareness. Ironically, go back to number one if you want to know how to raise your awareness. You got to ask for help. How is the best way to ask for help is to offer help. People will just be drawn to help you. And so we all have expertise. We all have expertise. And so I study and say, okay, who is it, you know, that has this expertise? Who's the best person I can find? And I'd rather spend my time instead of trying to learn it, you know, hammering somebody down, going, can I have 5 minutes of your time? I have a few concise questions to ask you, you know, Mr. Musk. You know, I'd really like to understand this. 5 minutes of your time. What's the worst thing he's going to say? Yeah, you're same place you are, right? Then I'll go to number two and say, Mr. Branson. You know, I want to know, you know, I asked Mr. Wynn the first time I met him, I want to understand your relationship to money. Why? Because I believe if we dumped all the money in the world, a lot of it would redistribute itself to Warren Buffett, Steve Wynn, those guys. So I want to figure out what his relationship to it is. It's really, really, you know, it's not rocket science to raise your awareness. Hope you enjoyed this episode of The Playbook, but more importantly, I want you to join my text community. I'm doing a lot of fun things there, one-on-one conversations, trainings, giveaways, and it's the first place I release all of the information that I'm giving. So join me at my text platform, 949-298-2905. That's 949-298-2905. Join my exclusive community.